Okay, if you're in retail leadership, I want you to just walk into the front of one of your stores right now, especially, after the big holiday rush. I can pretty much guarantee what you're seeing. It's doing a very unfortunate impersonation of the baggage claim at JFK Airport.
It's the seasonal reality, isn't it? I
Yeah.
mean, the headlines are all screaming about record-breaking holiday return numbers.
They are.
And when executives see those figures, the immediate reaction, it's almost paralyzing. The whole organization just shifts into triage mode.
And that's the core problem we found in the sources. You see all the teams bracing for, cost control, getting ready for the paperwork, the mountain of
The
logistics.
sorting, the restocking.
Right. They're focusing purely on mitigating the damage. They're prepping for the wrong thing, the cost, when they should be laser focused on the opportunity.
And that's what this deep dive is really about. It's about forcing that pivot. We want to move the focus away from just bracing for that logistical pain and push it toward maximizing revenue.
And loyalty.
And loyalty, exactly. Right at the moment when you feel like your margins are about to just completely erode, our sources show there's a really powerful, simple way to do that.
So our mission today is to really uncover the business case that's hiding inside that massive pile of returned merchandise. Because here's the key insight for anyone in leadership. Every single person standing in that returns line is a shopper you already paid to acquire. And a huge number of them are online-first customers who are physically setting foot in your store for the very first time,
They're in the building.
on your dime, looking for an interaction.
They are. And if you kind of zoom out and look at the whole P&L, that customer represents a huge and usually underutilized traffic driver. Just think about the customer lifetime value, the CLV of that person. You've already paid significant money, probably through digital ads, search keywords, something, to get them to make that first purchase online.
You paid the CCOT, the customer acquisition cost, and that is not a small number these days.
Not at all. So they've already gone through your online funnel. They've committed to the brand. They opened their wallet. The fact that, I don't know, the dress didn't fit or the sweater didn't feel right, that's a product
They
issue.
were a logistics issue.
Right. It's not a failure of their interest in your brand. And now the return has brought this really high value, digitally acquired customer right onto your physical retail floor.
So here's the million-dollar question. This is the one that should be keeping every executive up at night. Why are so many organizations just processing the refund, getting them out the door as fast as possible, and watching one of their most expensive customers just walk right back out? You did all the work to get them in the building.
It is such a massive missed opportunity. And it brings us to this foundational theme we pulled from our analysis, the huge financially meaningful difference between clerking the return and winning the moment. One of them is just a pure cost center that burns resources. The other is a genuine loyalty and revenue engine. And that difference, it's measurable. You can see it in average transaction value and CLV retention.
Okay, let's unpack that because this failure scenario, the clerking the return one, it's just so ingrained in retail culture, isn't it? Especially when your staff is just focused on clearing the line.
Oh, absolutely. It's what costs retailers massive amounts of revenue, even if the transaction itself is, technically polite and fast.
We all know that robotic script. Customer comes up, "Hi, I'm here to return this."
And the associate, who's probably been trained to prioritize speed above all else, replies almost defensively. Was it a gift? Got the receipt. Okay, here's your refund. You're all set.
That's it. It's clean. It's fast. On paper, that sounds efficient, right?
Right.
But it is completely and utterly forgettable.
Zero conversation.
Zero attempt to understand why the item didn't work for them, and definitely no attempt to show them a solution that's probably sitting like 5 feet away on a rack.
And that interaction just signals to the customer that your brand is purely transactional. Clerking is easy, it's the path of least resistance, but it guarantees that customer walks out with a neutral impression at best.
Which means they probably won't come back.
Exactly. Why would they? The experience wasn't helpful or engaging.
Okay, hold on. Let me just challenge that for a second, because I know what the operations teams are thinking right now. It's January, it's chaos, you have lines out the door. Isn't efficiency the most important thing?
That's the classic trade-off.
I mean, if we tell associates to slow down to engage every single person, won't that cost more in labor, create huge lines, and just tank our customer satisfaction scores? Isn't speed king?
It's the classic executive dilemma, and it's where that short-term cost control brain clashes with long-term loyalty building. But the sources suggest this isn't about slowing every transaction down. It's about making a high-value selection. Most returns are, you know, pretty low value. But that digitally acquired first-time in-store customer, that's a high-value target. You train your teams to spot and prioritize that conversation.
I see. So let's walk through the success scenario, the strategic shift to engaging the return. This is where that little conversational change really transforms the outcome.
Okay, so imagine the same starting point. Customer comes in, I'm here to return this black sweater. The trained associate acknowledges the task, but immediately pivots to a qualifying question, something like,
"What?
Oh. No problem at all. We can get that refund handled for you. Just out of curiosity, was this a gift or something you picked out for yourself?"
That's the pivot point. Because the customer might say, "Oh, it was a gift. It's just not really my style. I like brighter colors."
And now you have insight. It's not a quality problem. It's not a sizing problem. It's a taste problem. The brand isn't being rejected. Just that specific product choice.
So that's the opening.
That's the opening. And the trained associate follows up with a specific solution-oriented suggestion. Not a generic pitch. Something like, "I totally get that. If you're up for it, we just got a new collection in right over there with these amazing knits in electric blue and crimson. Totally different vibe. Want to take a look?"
And this is where it becomes measurable for an executive watching the bottom line. The customer who walked in just to get a refund is now browsing. They're standing in the most valuable marketing space you own your store.
We call it CRIL, the conversion rate in the return line.
I like that. CRIL.
And the uplift isn't just a theory. They might leave with that replacement sweater they actually love. But even better, once their wallet is metaphorically open, they might grab something else. Earrings, a scarf.
Which immediately increases your average transaction value and offsets the cost of the refund right then and there.
Exactly. And even if they don't buy anything that minute, the service impression, that feeling of being helped, not just processed, that's where loyalty is built.
Right. You've just turned a negative touch point, a return, into a really positive, memorable experience.
And that's the long-term ROI. That customer leaves thinking, "Wow, they didn't just give me my money back. They helped me find something better." That's what ensures they come back, which increases their lifetime value far more than the tiny margin loss on that one sweater.
Okay, so the business case is clear. But the sources are also clear that most associates are still defaulting to that robotic, clerked interaction. And for you, the executives listening, we have to look at why that is. Because it's not about them being lazy.
It's almost never a lack of care. It's a failure of the system and a failure of confidence. Most store teams, if you just leave them to it, will treat returns as purely transactional. Why? Because it's the fastest way to clear the line.
The immediate operational pressure.
Right. They don't have the knowledge or, more importantly, the confidence to risk an engagement that might slow them down or, you know, get a negative reaction.
And let's be realistic about the environment. It's January. Retail triage. You've got tired full-time staff, tons of seasonal hires who got a crash course in training.
And just massive return volumes creating stress for everyone. In that environment, training on nuanced soft skills like consultative selling, it's the first thing to go.
Or it's relegated to some two-hour PowerPoint that everyone forgets the next day.
And that is the root cause of all this lost revenue. This training gap leads to a systemic failure to monetize your highest intent traffic. Executives have to see this as a failure of operational priority, not a failure of their people.
We're losing the opportunity because we haven't given our frontline teams the continuous targeted support they need to just ask one follow-up question.
Which is why the sources suggest the big win is in completely rethinking the coaching model. This isn't about more annual seminars. It's about getting the training to them right at the moment of need.
Just-in-time coaching.
Exactly. It's about building confidence, not about pushy selling. And this is where technology platforms can really change the game. The sources mention Insight as a great example of a system that can deliver these short, real-world coaching moments right to the floor.
I love that idea. So instead of trying to remember something from a training 2 months ago, you can push a quick 90-second video to their device on the floor.
Or a short reminder post, a just-in-time refresh, designed specifically for the post-holiday return crush.
It allows leadership to be so much more agile.
It does. If you see that 70% of your returns are because of fit, your system should immediately push out a micro-training on how to suggest a replacement size and cross-sell an accessory. If it's about style, the refresher focuses on consultative questions.
So it prepares them for the exact scenario they're facing right now under pressure. That seems absolutely vital for getting seasonal hires up to speed with your core team.
This is a systemic investment. It's not a cost. When you increase your associates' confidence and competence in these moments, you directly impact those metrics you care about. CRIL goes up. ATV goes up.
And the retention of that expensive, digitally acquired customer skyrockets.
And the ROI on that focused training is just massive compared to the endless cost of acquiring a brand new customer from scratch.
So let's bring it all home. For you in executive leadership, what does this all mean? Let's summarize the business case.
The numbers don't lie. You already paid for the ad. You already paid for the shipping. All the hard work of customer acquisition is done. The money has been spent.
And now that customer is standing in your store face to face with your associate, that interaction is, you could argue, the most valuable piece of real estate in their entire journey with you.
It's that final moment of high intent, in-person connection.
So the mandate is pretty clear. You cannot afford to let them walk out empty-handed. And you absolutely cannot afford for them to walk out unimpressed.
You have to make that return moment count for revenue, for loyalty, for long-term customer lifetime value.
And given that this entire transformation turning a huge cost center into a profit engine relies on a simple conversational shift, well, there's a broader implication here for your planning cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how quickly a return can be transformed with the right coaching. So this raises a strategic question for you, the executive, as you plan your big investments for 2026.
Right.
If this subtle tech-enabled shift in training can transform the high-pressure returns process, what other core seemingly transactional processes in your business are currently being clerked instead of sold?
It's a great question. Things like inventory lookups, click and collect handoffs, even fitting room interactions. Mm-hmm. How many of those are just being clerked instead of being actively leveraged to win the moment, increase the basket size, and really solidify that customer relationship? It's a challenge to look at your entire business through that lens of engagement versus transaction.